This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
The people out there, all they hear is that TOPS is over.
Senator Mike Walsworth of West Monroe is one of many lawmakers who have been inundated with calls and emails from constituents worried about the popular college scholarship program being curtailed. Yet as Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden told legislators,
the universities are telling us they have concerns about being able to complete the current semester. If they're not going to be able to complete the regular semester absent additional funding, then there's no reason to fund that additional TOPS amount.
Here's the current status of TOPS. The state still owes colleges TOPS dollars for this year's tuition. The state doesn't have the money to pay it, so
the universities would be responsible for eating the cost of the remaining $28 million shortfall in TOPS. They would not be borne by the students or by their parents.
The bigger uncertainty over TOPS comes next year with the governor's so-called doomsday scenario budget. The only money available for TOPS is what has been constitutionally dedicated out of the tobacco settlement, just $60.3 million, 20% of the program's $300 million annual price tag. Louisiana Office of Student Financial Services Director Dr. Suwan Butte says TOPS would only go to the top 20% of students.
And what I would be left with is a portion of students with ACT scores of 28 or above. And all students with an ACT of 27 and below would be affected.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.